This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. A group of doctors is waging a war on cancer from two fronts. During the day, they're gynecological oncologists. At night, they're rock stars. NED stands for No Evidence of Disease, and those are the words that all cancer patients want to hear. The group is made up of six doctors. They're putting on a Rock for Hope concert at the North Carolina Art Museum tomorrow. They're in the studio with us now. Joining us are John Bogus on the vocals and guitars, Joni Hope on vocals, Nimesh Nagarsheth on drums, William Robinson on the bass, John Soper and William Winter on the guitar. NED, welcome to State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
How did this group come together? Tell us about the origins of NED.
Yeah, back in about 2008, we were sort of forced together as a group. Most of us didn't even know each other to play to a large audience of physicians, actually. And it was a cover song gig, bit of a novelty. But we discovered that we were all musicians and had a past and had the greatest time. We sort of collaborated online, found 20 songs we all sort of liked and rehearsed and played in front of 1,500 people and looked at each other and said, we're not half bad. And there was some suggestion and idea to move forward with writing original music. And after that happened, some of us were fairly reluctant to the idea, but Joni and Nimesh really thought it was a great idea, and in New York, reached out and found a small record label in New York City, Motema Records, who was willing to help us learn how to produce a record. And the idea was to write original music. It was rock music and personal, but could reach out and represent what our message is about what we do for a living.
Well, tell us about that message, because I know that's a very important part of what you do.
Yeah, we, cancer awareness is the first step toward people who are suffering from a problem feeling accepted. That's a big deal. And gynecologic cancers are about an issue that people just don't even talk about in general. In our society particularly, people don't talk about uteruses and ovaries and cervixes and vaginas. They're lucky if they even know what they are. And how can you take care of yourself if you don't understand your own biology? So it was very important for us to come out of the shadows. Breast cancer was an incredibly successful movement, but now that it's so successful financially, people sometimes forget that it started out as a movement just so that women with breast cancer could be out in public and people understood what they're experiencing. And from that awareness came philanthropy. And that's where we are. We're 20 years behind. And don't have solid numbers, Frank, but to estimate, for probably every $1 million that's donated to breast cancer research right now, there's $5 to $10 donated to GYN cancer research. And the cancers that we take care of and devoted our lives to taking care of are very deadly in many cases. And almost as many women in the United States per year die from one of our cancers as dies from a breast cancer, for instance. So there's a huge disparity. And our cancers don't discriminate by age. They don't discriminate by race. They don't discriminate by socioeconomic status. And we don't want women to think that they're all covered and fine just so long as they're contributing to breast cancer awareness. We think there's a whole nother story they need to be aware of.
Will you play a song for us now?
Absolutely.
When I needed a miracle, you just look deeper into my eyes. My soul ignited, our worlds collided in ecstasy. You listened me to the sky as the world fell before me, and in all your glory it was like a star, hotter than the sun. I was merely a silhouette against the radiance of your beauty, burned into memory this day. When I needed to feel again, you just reached out and you touched. Took a chisel to stone, and with your love, you release me. while you're lying beside me. Both of us searching for a miracle, something spiritual to slow down time. You place my hand on your heart, a miracle leading into my memory. This day, on this day, on this day.
This day, a song by N.E.D., going to be playing Rock for Hope concert at the North Carolina Museum of Art tomorrow. With us live in the studio today, you talked about the difference in research funding for breast cancer and gynecological cancers. Also, the survival rates haven't really improved much in gynecological cancers, have they, as they have for breast cancer?
No, they really haven't. When you compare back to the early days of my career, for instance, while the five-year survival has not changed dramatically, which is an artificial milepost that we have in cancer care, what has changed is the quality of life of women who live with cancer. And a real message to our patients, because we have hope for all of them, is that having cancer or not having cancer really isn't the issue. It's who are you even if you still have cancer and you're living with it. And fortunately, the surgical techniques that we have now, the chemotherapies that are available, even new areas of chemotherapies that are easier on the body to take and you can sustain for longer periods of time, have really meant that the curve or survival curve is inverted. So even though it's still a little less than 5 years, 20 years ago it was a 12-month curve. Now it's a 4.5-year curve. And most of the treatment for ovarian cancer, for instance, can be affected in the clinic. Women aren't living in the hospital anymore just to get chemotherapy. So we are very encouraged by the direction that things are going. But there are new areas in research, specifically genetic profiling of cancers. Molecular therapeutics, put simply, are drugs that have very little toxicity but can keep a cell from growing. So it could live inside your body but not hurt you or damage you. And those are the areas that we want to see a lot of effort placed. We're a little concerned about screening for diseases like ovarian cancer. It's a very hard cancer to catch early, and that's why women in general do so poorly. We're successful with cervical cancer as long as a woman gets a pap smear, but ovary, we don't have that same model. So we have to rely on more effective treatments and helping women sustain themselves even if they succumb to the disease, are successfully treated initially. If we can keep it there, women can live a whole lot longer with a much better quality of life.
What is happening with testing? I understand that it is much more difficult, unlike, say, breast cancer, to get a definitive to have a definitive test. You pretty much have to present symptoms and then get the biopsy. Is that where you are these days?
That's correct. Cervical cancer is the quintessential example of screening in cancer, and the model is that you have a disease that has a very long precancerous stage where you can easily find it with an inexpensive test. It's non-invasive. That's why that works so well. The problem with cervical cancer in the U.S. is half the women that get cervical cancer have never had a pap smear in their entire life. Okay, so in our developed country, we still aren't getting women what we've had for the last 90 years, and that's a sad story. But with ovarian cancer, the biology is very different. There really doesn't seem to be a state of the cancer that we could screen for and find, even with the blood tests that we have available or even ultrasound. While we use those tools in high-risk women, they often fail us. So 2/3 to 80% of women who present with ovarian cancer, it's already spread to a stage 3 or 4. And now we're dealing with a difficult disease that fortunately responds well to chemotherapy, and we can put most women back in remission with a combination of chemotherapy and surgery. But it's very unusual that we get long-term survivors, and that's the tragedy for us. That's the equation we want to change.
Will you play another song for us?
Absolutely.
The song for my dreams.
Take my hand, let the singing begin. You found your own way to the light from a road so dark. And I found forgiveness in the night. But time has a way of stealing your heart. Rivers run dry, words can't hide. We both have grown apart. Look to my heart to find beats that we've been missing. Years of love should be more than enough. We will never sing alone. All around us are memories from our dreams. And in your eyes shine reflections of our lives together. Take my hand, let the singing begin. Of healing your heart. Years of love should be more than enough. We will never sing alone again. Take my hand, let the singing. Take your hand, let the singing begin.
Let the singing begin. NED live on the State of Things today. You can see them at the North Carolina Museum of Art tomorrow for their Rock for Hope concert. And tell me a little bit about this. Now, you said you started out doing a physician's concert or a physician's convention, and that's how you all got together. You're playing other gigs now?
Yeah. Ever since then, we don't play that convention stuff anymore. we like natural gigs. We've played the Kratz Cradle here and Lincoln Theater and the North Carolina Museum of Art, and we've been around the country and played like the Aladdin in Oregon. We even played on the USS Intrepid, Frank, and opened for Jordan Sparks. That was a wild experience.
Fantastic.
So, we've been thrust into all kinds of venues, and we have a producer in New York City who is very exacting. He recorded David Bowie's most recent record.
Wow.
So he kind of put us through band camp, and we've had to learn how to step it up. So
where do you get the time to get together and rehearse and do all this work?
Well, fortunately, we're extremely type A. So as doctors, we don't have some of the personal habits that would make it a challenge for us. But it's difficult. We all rehearse on our own. We write songs over the internet. When we get together for gigs, we book in extra time, and we rehearse as much as we possibly can. And prepping for writing records. We have two records on iTunes, and all the time we put into that really helps hone the arrangements and get the songs very, very familiar and to a point where we can play them and enjoy them and just experiencing them.
Well, I want to thank you very much. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you all for being here. NED, John Bogus, Joni Hope, Nimesh Nagarsheth, William Robinson on the bass, John Soper and William Winter. They're going to be playing the Rock for Hope concert tomorrow at the North Carolina Museum of Art. You can find more information about them at our website, wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, NED.
Thank you, Frank.
sky. Unfiltered light explodes into our eyes. A magic world that trips imagination. Green and blue intoxication. Collected spirit, a life force unyielding. Love mixed with struggle creates all we need. As we hang on together in rotation, let your feet feel the constant vibration of a love.